Bel Air, Florida. AP, Brooke Henderson was bothered by seeing so many low scores before she even teed off Thursday on the LPGA Tour. She just went out and putted for birdie on every hole, opening with an 8-under-62 for a one-shot lead in the Annika. Henderson, from Smith's Falls, Ont. Made a long birdie putt on her final hole, the par 3 ninth, for a 29 on the front nine to move past a group that included Jin Young Ko and Patty Tavatanakit. Up until this year, ball striking has definitely been a strength of mine, and hasn't been as sharp as I would like the last couple months, said Henderson, who switched irons recently and felt she was headed in the right direction. To hit all 18 greens is more what I used to be used to a little while ago, the Canadian said. It feels amazing not to have to get up and down and give myself a lot of birdie opportunities. Henderson won the season opener in Florida and hasn't won since, falling to number 13 in the women's world ranking and coming in at number 14 in the race to CME Globe. This is the last tournament for the top 60 players to reach the season-ending CME Group Tour Championship down the coast in Naples. That's not an issue for Henderson or Ko, who is number 5 on the strength of two LPGA victories. It's a different story for the others who were at 63. Tavatanakit, a former major champion, is at number 61 and got off to the ideal start. I've been like preparing for this event. Obviously, I knew what I had to do, Tavatanakit said. I'm pretty stressed, but at the same time, I feel like I did everything under my control. I did everything with no regrets. I'm just going to be out here and know at the back of my mind that I did everything I could. Emily Christine Peterson is at number 80 and Minami Katsu of Japan is at number 78. They also were at 63. Katsu rallied late on a beautiful day at Pelican Golf Club, starting the back nine with 5 birdies in 6 holes to get near the top of the leaderboard. Maddie Sarek of London. Ont. Opened with a round of 2 over. Sarek currently sits 99th in the race to CME Globe. The top 100 after this event keep their LPGA Tour status for 2024. Lexi Thompson, playing for the first time since missing the cut by 3 shots in Las Vegas on the PGA Tour, opened with a 64 and was in a 5-way tie for 6th. She has gone more than 4 years without winning, and she'll likely need to finish 3rd or better to make it to the season finale in Naples. She started on the back 9, made the turn and ran off 4 birdies in 5 holes. I just went into the day knowing I had to make birdies, Thompson said. It was perfect weather, maybe 5 miles per hour when it gusted, so ideal weather for us. I knew I had to make birdies, but I just tried to stick to my game plan with my swing shots and fire at the pins and give myself as many birdie opportunities. Defending champion Nelly Korda opened with a 70. Lydia Ko had to settle for a 67 and at number 101 in the race to CME Globe. She likely would have to be alone in second to reach the Tour Championship and defend her title. __APGolf. https://apnews.com/hub/golf The Associated Press. JPG, caption. Shanette Wanasayan waits to tee off on the 8th hole during the first round of an LPGA golf tournament Thursday, November 9, 2023, in Bel Air, Florida. AP Photo, Scott Odette, 2.